All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Lust Theory. Sorry about that, guys. We're back with Lust Theory, and got some good news, because I just bought Lust Theory Season 2, which I said was a massive game. They did deliver the beach update, which includes three more characters to that already massive game. And we'll be playing that eventually. Like, we still gotta finish the first Lust Theory proper before we even start Lust Theory Season 2. So, just bear with me, because we got a lot to go through before we can even get to that point. But I do own it, because it was extremely cheap. I got it like $6 off, which is extremely cheap, you know, because I told you it was a very expensive game. Also picked up some others, but we'll talk about those later. For now, though, let's go ahead and get into Lust Theory. Alright, so what are we supposed to do right now? We cannot mess with Megan. Okay, so we're back to voyeurism. Remember, I have to point the laptop towards Jess's bed so I can actually see her masturbating. Probably best to do it in the afternoon so she doesn't move it during the day. Okay, well, since we want to see that, and I guess we do, let's go ahead and check this out. In the afternoon. Well, it's noon. Let's try it. They probably won't let me. No, they will. No need for that right now. It said probably best to do it in the afternoon. Then it says no. No. He doesn't move it during the day. Oh, noon. There's noon and afternoon? What the fuck? Fine. Here we go again. Now that I know what Jess gets up to when she comes home, pointing the laptop towards her bed is the better option. Following the same steps as last time, you set up the live feed. But this time, turning the laptop towards the bed. Perfect. All I gotta do now is let things play out exactly as they did last time. I'll be in for a real show, hehe. I should go back to my bedroom and wait. Maybe I'll play some games in the meantime. Okay, my PC, tonight, let's do this. Don't need that now. Sitting down at your desk, you once again turn on your computer. You start playing some games, killing time until Jessica gets home. RPG Maker games? Yep, RPG Maker games. Sometime later. I think it's time to log into the webcam feed. Jess should be coming into her room any second now. Having noted the exact minute Jessica would enter her room, you excitedly pulled up the webcam feed. And just as predicted, barely a minute went by before you heard the drunken mumblings of your sister.
Goddamn asshole. Why does he always have to do this every fucking time?
Yep, still no idea what she's mumbling about. She's still angry, though, that's for sure.
These stupid heels are killing me.
Ah, I remember this part. Wait for it. Wait for it. And... nailed it.
Ouch! That hurts! Oh.
Sorry I'm not around to catch you, Jess. Just can't screw this opportunity up.
Stupid, good-for-nothing shoes. All that effort for what? I had a sore ankle. Bastard.
This is the part when she takes off her dress. Too bad I can't see it again, but what's about to happen is definitely worth waiting for.
Ah, fuck it. I can't be bothered changing into anything else. I'll just sleep naked tonight.
A few more seconds pass before Jessica appears on screen, climbing onto her bed, naked. Holy crap, is she hot? I'm getting a boner just seeing her spread out on that bed. In all her drunken, naked glory. Yeah, but the show's just getting started. For a moment, she just lies there. Until... I think I'm about to start drooling.
Stick your finger in there. Like me.
Oh, we got multiple angles on this. Not many. That's it. Get right in there. That's a animated scene.
Oh God, don't stop. You just like that.
Holy fuck. I'm gonna bust a nut. I would go faster. If I had just one chance, I'd pound your pussy so fucking hard. Bracing herself in an attempt to contain her moans, Jessica vigorously picks up the pace, sliding her wet finger in and out in pure, untempered ecstasy. As hot as this is, it's so hard to watch. For the next few minutes, you continued watching until she climaxed. And it was incredible. But in the end, all it did was make you want more. More than just watch. You wanted to be in that room with her. You wanted her. Frustrated, you fall face down on your bed. That was great and all, but is this really as far as I can go? There has to be some way I can get into the room with her. I just need one good excuse. Desperately, you pondered for something. For an in. For just one single reason. I think. I got it. Why don't I just wait until Jess falls on her ass and storm into a room under the guise of concern? And because of her sore ankle, I'll even have a reason to pick her up and place her on the bed. I'll be her knight in shining armor. Maybe she'll even want to thank me. And I'll do it all nude. That could work, right? I mean, a lot of guys sleep naked. With the sexually frustrated buzz she'll have going, seeing my junk up close and personal might just do the trick. It's perfect. I'm a genius. Soon after, you fall asleep. Fuck me sideways and call me a potato. Okay. It's the perfect plan. I'll play some games on my computer until Jess comes home. As soon as she takes her drunken tumble, I'll bust through her door naked and ready to come to her aid. Man, surely this won't fail, right? We'll see. Hold on. Yep, back to RPG Maker stuff. All I gotta do is bide my time until Jess comes home. And when she does, I'll strip naked and follow through with the plan. There's no way I can screw this up. It's foolproof. Apparently it isn't. Sometime later... You play a lot of RPG Maker games, bud. Okay, I think it's go time. If I recall correctly, Jess should be coming up to the stairs right now. By the way, I kind of considered maybe, at some point, if you guys care, doing some of those RPG Maker games, you know, the adult ones. We've done them before. Like, if anybody at all gives a shit and wants me to maybe cover some of those, I have a few that I can cover. Because we used to do that on Grimm's Hentai Games Corner. So, anybody at all, in the comments section, whatever, I know you guys are listening. I know you guys are watching. Say, hey, you know what, Grim? I would like to see some of those RPG Maker games you got. I'm just curious. Because I'm curious too, right? You know, I paid for some of these. Some are actually supposed to be pretty good. And we could always give them a shot. I don't buy a bunch of stuff from Kagura, but if it's something neat, I do give it a shot. We did try Demon's Roots. There's no way in fuck I'm playing that 40-hour thing here. Like, if I play that, it's on my own time, guys. Like, for real. Unless you guys decide you want to start paying me, like, a lot. Like, okay, we'll pay you, like, every time you do this shit, then yeah, I might do that, like, Demon's Roots. But I'm pretty sure somebody's covered that on the internet in its entirety somewhere. Okay, I think it's go time. If I recall correctly, Jess should be coming up the stairs right now. I need to quickly strip. Filled with anticipation, you spring from your chair and strip stark naked. And now, to Jessica's room. What's wrong with his dick? It looked either dead or something. It was weird. It's like a purple color. With your ear pressed against the door, you wait for your cue. Thump. And just give it a few seconds.
Ouch! That hurts! Oh.
Almost.
Stupid. Good for nothing. Shoes.
Now. Completely naked, you puff out your chest and heroically storm into her bedroom. Ready, at least in your mind, to save the day. Oh my god, are you okay?
What the? What are you? Why are you naked?
Some men sleep naked, and I happen to be one of them, but never mind that. Here, let me help you up.
Whoa, what are you doing?
What does it look like? I'm helping you.
What? Not like that, you aren't. Stay away from me.
Relax, you're in shock. You were right, she was in shock. But only from the dangling genitals that were approaching her.
I said fuck off.
Dude, you gotta get a charge. In the blink of an eye, oh, wow. In the blink of an eye, Jessica thrusts her stiletto heel into your genitals. Yeah, that can't feel good, folks. Like, I felt that. I think we all did. Hard. Oh! Really hard. Ah! And at that very moment, you wished you were dead. Then again, maybe you were. You blanked out shortly after. The last thing you remember were the scolding screeches of Megan and your mother behind you. Nevertheless, we learn from our mistakes. Maybe next time you'll at least wear underwear. Fuck you. Fuck you, Mr. Carr, very, very much. All in all, not a terrible plan. Next time, though, I think I'll wear some underwear. Maybe then Jess won't react so strongly. To the PC again it is. Surely this can't go wrong for him. Not this time. No, no, sir. Just in your underwear. That can't go wrong. Why aren't you wearing any pants? Oh my god. Let's try this again. Just like last time, you sit and bide your time, waiting for the moment Jessica would arrive home. Sometime later, okay, she should have just walked into her room. I better get undressed, only this time the underwear stays on. God, I'm an idiot. After changing into your underwear, you head out into the hall. With your timing down, barely a second goes by before, thump.
Ouch, that hurts. Oh.
3, 2, 1.
Stupid, good for nothing. Shoes.
With slight reservation considering what happened last time, you tentatively entered her room. Holy shit, are you okay? I just heard a loud thump and raced right over here.
I fell.
Here, let me help you up.
I think I hurt my ankle.
That's okay. I'll carry you to your bed. You lift Jessica off the floor and carry her over to her bed. You notice her gaze move downwards towards your crotch.
Why do you only have those on?
Good Lord. No, that's not what she looks like. That's just an alternate. Oh, these? Well, I was in bed when you fell, so...
You got out of bed just to check up on me?
Why wouldn't I? You're my sister. I worry about you. Not real sister. You notice Jessica blush. Wow, this is going much better than last time. As long as I don't screw up, who knows what could happen. Heh, why don't I get those shoes off for you? And while I'm at it, I'll also take a look at that ankle to make sure nothing's broken.
I'd like that. Thank you.
Now she's acting like a... Alright. Lifting Jessica's legs, you sit down on the bed and place her feet over your lap. Mere inches from your crotch, you take off her shoes.
Ouch! It's so sore.
Let me check. You sure you know what you're doing? With her left foot in your hand, you begin gently rubbing her ankle. Feels good? Damn, it's dark, but I can see the outline of her... Damn!
Yeah, your hands are really soft.
Probably from all the jizz I get on them when jerking off. That's nothing to brag about. I moisturize.
Well, it's working. Your hands feel wonderful.
Okay. As you continue massaging, you ever so slightly brush your foot against your crotch. Curiously, you then look at Jessica from the corner of your eye. With her own eyes firmly planted down, a half smile creeps along her face. How interesting. She doesn't seem to be resisting at all. Without provocation, Jessica's toes begin pressing along your underwear-covered shaft. Is she doing what I think she's doing? This can't possibly be on purpose, right? With her gentle rubbing, you feel your underwear tighten. Until...
Oh, my.
Damn, the sensation of her feet on my cock is making me erect. It also doesn't help that I can see her pussy. And now the head is peeking out of the top. What should I do? Hold on, because you know how this goes. Deciding to go with the flow, you pull your boxers off, exposing your cock completely. Like what you see?
What the fuck? You just had to ruin the mood, didn't you?
What? But I thought you...
You thought wrong. Now put your underwear back on and get out before I kick you in the nuts.
Okay, so let's try this again. Oh god, I'm so sorry, Jess. I swear it was an accident.
Calm down. I believe you.
Yeah, we're not going back through that again, guys. I just wanted to see how she would react to the first thing.
Every now and then, this kind of thing happens to all guys. And to tell you the truth, it's actually quite flattering.
Really?
Really?
Biting her lip, Jessica starts massaging the tip of your penis with her toes. The shiver runs down your spine as you feel your cock grow even harder. I can't believe she's actually doing this, rubbing the head of my cock with her pretty feet. No doubt she's teasing me, but even so, it's so fucking hot.
Does that feel good?
Yeah, so good. So good. With desire-filled eyes, she bit her lip harder, desperately trying to control the urge. The urge to do something wrong.
I think that's it for tonight.
What? Why?
Because I'm a little too sober to let myself get into any more trouble.
She says that emphatically while looking at your erect cock. But we don't have to go any further. I'm happy enough with just your foot.
I know you are. It's me that I'm worried about. Anyway, I have something to take care of myself.
Based on what I saw the other night, I think I know what she's referring to. Maybe I could, you know, help you with that.
I won't ask you again. Please, don't ruin this.
Fine, I'm going. Getting up from Jessica's bed, defeated, you turned to her. Well, this was fun.
Yeah, it was. Just make sure you keep this between us, okay?
Of course. Even though I could announce it from a blimp and none of it would matter tomorrow.
Good night.
Night, Jess. Damn, she was so close to doing more with me. Which she probably would have done if she were a bit more lit up. Then that's what I'll do. I'll buy a bottle of hard liquor tomorrow and get her to drink it when she comes home. With her inhibitions lowered even more, she might be open to taking things further. Good Lord. I do not condone that. Yeah, good morning to you too, dipshit car. So, we are... Got the liquor. Doesn't matter how and when. Time to go to my PC again and wait. Oh, Lord. Again? Earlier today, you tried getting some booze, but no one wanted to sell you any alcohol. So knowing the day just keeps repeating, you stole a bottle of tequila. Here we go again, but this time I think I've got the missing piece of the puzzle. Sometime later, since she's in a room right now, I'd better get changed. Just like last time, you stripped down, leaving nothing on except your underwear. I'll leave the bottle of tequila on my desk for now. Be a little strange to walk into a room with it in hand, right? Well, I got the cure for that! And you give her the bottle of tequila. No, don't do that. Holy crap. All the times I've got drunk on tequila. By this time, you perfected your timing to such a point, there was no need to listen at her door for the cue. You just walked right in. Holy shit, you okay? I just heard a loud thump and raced right over here.
I fell.
Here, let me help you up.
I think I hurt my ankle.
Now is probably the time to bring out my secret weapon. Just wait right there for a second. I think I have something that'll help.
Okay.
After running, you go to your room and come back with the bottle. Here, use this.
Will rubbing it on my ankle help?
Maybe, but that's not part of the plan. No, I want you to drink it. It'll help numb the pain.
Oh, good idea.
Ooh. Okay, she's that dumb? You hand the bottle to Jessica and she immediately takes a big swig. Like she's drinking.
That's some good stuff.
Wow, that was one big sip. If she keeps drinking like that, she'll be plowed in no time. Good Lord, slow down. Let me carry you to your bed.
Okay.
The same as last time, you pick Jessica up and place her on the bed.
Why do you only have those on?
Oh, these? Well, I was in bed when you fell, so...
You got out of bed just to check up on me?
Why wouldn't I? You're my stepsister. I worry about you. This time again, she blushes. Hey, why don't I get those shoes off for you? While I'm at it, I'll also take a look at that ankle to make sure nothing's broken.
I'd like that. Thank you.
Lifting Jessica's legs, you sit down on the bed and place her feet over your lap, exactly as you did last time. That's one down.
One down and one to go. Just... be careful with that one.
Of course. Slowly you take your other shoe, too. Let's try that one again. Slowly you take off her other shoe, too, and start gently massaging.
Ouch! It's so sore.
Take another drink. It'll help.
Good idea.
Uh-oh. Nice. This couldn't be going any smoother. My God. She's gonna be tore up from the floor up. What are you doing, mate? She's gonna be too drunk to do anything. With her left foot in your hand, you begin gently rubbing her ankle. Feels good?
Yeah. Your hands are really soft.
I moisturize. Yeah.
Well, it's working. Your hands feel wonderful.
As you continue massaging, you ever so slightly brush your foot against your crotch. With her own eyes firmly planted down, a half smile creeps along Jessica's face. And then again, without provocation, Jessica's toes begin pressing along your underwear-covered shaft. As expected, your underwear tightens. Here we go!
Oh, my.
I better react exactly as I did last time. Oh, God, I'm so sorry, Jess. I swear it was an accident.
Calm down. I believe you. Every now and then, this kind of thing happens to all guys. And to tell you the truth, it's actually quite flattering.
Really?
Really?
Biting her lip, Jessica starts massaging the tip of your penis with her toes.
Does that feel good?
Yeah, so good. So good. With desire-filled eyes, she bites her lip harder, struggling to control the urge. The urge to do something very wrong. Let's see how she reacts this time.
I think that's enough.
What? I mean, why? No, this isn't supposed to happen. She must have a hell of an alcohol tolerance, mate.
Because I'm soaking wet, and I don't want to get myself into any more trouble. Oh my God, I can't believe I just said that.
I'm fine with just your foot, really.
But I'm not sure I am. You have no idea how horny I am. I desperately need to take care of it.
Fuck, is this really a dead end? Fine, I'll go. Defeated again, you get up from Jessica's bed.
Can you take this with you? I think I've had enough.
Sure. Without looking back at her, you head for the door. Huh?
Actually, I could use some visual stimulation, if you don't mind.
She smiles at you suggestively, as she lifts her dress, revealing her luscious pussy. Yeah, of course I don't mind.
Good. Then sit down and take off that underwear.
Yes, I knew this would fucking work. Doing as she said, you sit down on the side of her bed, naked, while she slowly begins working her fingers.
Let me give you a better look. It's kind of dark in here. Well, what are you waiting for?
What do you mean?
I said I wanted visual stimulation. So, start wanking it? After all, it's not fair for only you to get a show. I need something to work with too, don't I?
Oh, sorry. Obeying her orders, you start stroking your shaft. How's this?
Shh. Just stop talking.
Right, of course. As you go completely silent, the only sound remaining is the noise of you fapping. Jessica moans as she watches you. I can't believe she's actually fingering herself to me jerking off. Is all of this really just because of the alcohol? Or has she always felt this way about me deep down? That's it. Oh, well, she'll say that. I forgot.
Keep stroking it.
Hearing Jessica get off to what you're doing was thrilling. And because it was you... Blah, try that again. And because it was you, start picking up... That's all right. You don't mind if we screw up, do you? And because it was, you start picking up the pace. But suddenly, she stops. Everything okay?
I've just had a great idea.
Uh-oh.
Why don't the two of us play a game?
Game? What kind of game? I love games.
It's simple. I jerk you off.
I'm in.
I'm not done yet. I'll jerk you off, and you have to try and hold off coming for, let's say, 2 minutes?
I can do that. Why would I want to do that?
Because if I win, how about you do all my chores for the next month?
Wow, a whole month? That's a lot. What if I win? With a seductive smile, Jessica on her hands and knees begins prowling towards you.
If you win, I'll finish you off with my mouth.
Oh. She drives a hard bargain, doesn't she, folks? Gulp. Holy fuck, just hearing her say that almost set me off. But maybe I can do it. Believe in yourself, Grim. Besides, not like I'll have the honor to... try that one again. Besides, it's not like I'll have to honor the deal even if I lose. Deal.
Excellent. Then let's get started, shall we?
With no reservation whatsoever, Jessica wraps her hand around your throbbing shaft. Okay. Okay. Oh, God.
Take it easy, Quickshot. We're only getting started.
She smiles at you again before starting her offense.
Is this what you wanted, you dirty little boy?
Oh, no. She's gonna try that dirty talking. She's gonna try it. Once she gets that dirty talking, you gotta think of football and politics and everything else. It's like, I wonder who's gonna become the president this year. I wonder what Joe Biden said today. I wonder what, what about that new movie with, just gotta think about everything else in the world. Oh, football season started. Wonder who's gonna win this year. Who's gonna take it to the Super Bowl?
My hands on your big, hard cock.
Wonder what Congress had to deal with this week.
Rubbing, fondling, caressing.
Pedro Pascal is going to be in the new Fantastic Four movie, I hear. Her voice in your ear turning you on just as much as her hand, making it all the more difficult to hold out. That's not fair, Jess. It's not fair for you to talk like that. Yep, you gotta think of old ladies and spiders and then old spider ladies and just everything. Crocodile man.
There are no rules against it.
The hell there aren't. You gotta think of everything but that. You gotta think of the movie you watched, and hopefully it wasn't a sexual movie. What was the last one you watched? Oh, they were fighting robots, right? Just no sex fighting robots. That was all that was going on. Almost violently, Jessica picks up the pace of her jerking. Uh-oh. Fuck. Please, slow down. You gotta think about that fight in Congress. Two men were about to whoop the shit out of each other. Man, it was great. Like, I saw the video of that fight. And the man's like... It's like, oh, okay. You wanna come over here and do something about it? And the other man on the other side says... You know, he starts standing up. And the guys are trying to push him back down. He's like, I think I am going to come over there. I was like, oh, God, please tell me we're about to have a fight in U.S. Congress. That'll be the greatest fucking thing I've ever seen. Barely 30 seconds have gone by, but you're on the edge of coming.
There's no use fighting it. You'll never be able to hold out long enough.
Not as long as there's football. Gotta think of old Hank Williams. Oh, you ready for some football? Just men out there on the gridiron throwing the pigskin back and forth. There you go. Unfortunately for you, she's right. Oh, you didn't think of football. After a few more tense-filled seconds, no, you idiot. You gotta get stronger, sir. Ah!
I win.
Victoriously, Jessica leaps off her bed in excitement.
Ouch! I forgot about my damn foot!
Nice going, Jess!
Oh, come on. Don't be so bummed out. I did still jerk you off. Most guys would kill for even that.
I guess so. I don't know, because the way that dude treated her, it didn't seem like she's the most high-value type of woman. Just saying. I mean, she was saying, why do guys always do that? Why do guys always treat me like this and that? She seems like that girl on TikTok that Shu was talking about. Like, Shu did a fucking video and said, are women okay? And there was a lot of older women like that that were just saying, why do guys always act like, I mean, when you get older, I don't know, you're just not as prized. It is what it is. Like, I don't know, youth. Why do you think the makeup industry makes so much money trying to have women defy their age? That's just literally what it is. Everybody looks at me, oh, you're a misogynist and you hate women. No, I speak the truth. But man, would it have been nice to have her lips around my cock. Who knows?
Who knows? If you're lucky, I might do this for you again.
Okay. I don't need luck. It will happen again.
So, until then, practice lasting longer.
See, that was the same thing as the other girl.
Come to think of it, it's a shame you weren't expecting this. If you were, you could have just jerked off right before. That'd probably help you last.
Yep. It would, wouldn't it?
Oh well, I'm beat. You can leave now. I've had my fun with you.
Okay, Jess, good night. This ain't over yet. Just as you get to the door, she stops you. Turning back, you're met with a victoriously smiling Jessica.
Night, quick shot. Oh, and GG.
GG.
Good game?
Ah, right. Didn't expect she knows gaming slang. Well, that was a bit of a bummer, but I know now what to do tomorrow. As long as I jerk off before Jess comes home, I should be able to hold out for these 2 minutes. Those 2 minutes. And then she'll suck my dick? Fuck yeah! Sexual experience plus one. Being this annoying should be a crime. But want to hold out long enough to get that blowjob. I need to jerk off before Jess gets home. So instead of gaming while I wait for her, I'll spend a while watching porn instead. Oh, he's going to do some gooning. No, edging. He's going to do some edging, which is probably good practice. Oh. Well, you still need 5 points to get with. Good lord. Should check the teacher's lounge in the morning before class. Talking to her is probably best. Okay. So, we can continue with Jessica's story. I think we'll do one more of Jessica. Why not? Then we'll go on to the next one. Sitting down at your computer, you knew exactly what needed to be done. Oh, it's Adele. It's like, dude, you're getting Adele. Just one thing was to, at any cost, last the whole 2 minutes of Jessica jerking you off. So that when you did, you finally get to see her pretty mouth. Her pretty mouth stuffed full of your cock. And you knew that the only way that would happen was if you relieved yourself before she came home. So that's what you did. Over the next few hours, you burned through dozens of porn videos, which we can't even see. Every ethnicity you could think of. Every fetish you could think of. Everything you could do to desensitize yourself from anything sex-related. And you did all this while constantly jacking off. You came once, then twice, and finally, while sweaty and exhausted, three times. Good Lord! I'd be in the hospital about that time. Phew, that was brutal. I just hope I still have enough left in the tank for Jess. Speaking of which, she should be home any second. I better get ready. With the preparation part out of the way, you then retraced every step you had made last time, doing so to make sure you reached the same point as you did yesterday. The point where Jessica was only 90 seconds from sucking you off, so you stripped down to your underwear. Place the bottle of tequila on the desk. Enter Jessica's room to find her on the floor. Retrieved the tequila from your room and gave it to her. Carried her over to the bed. Took her heels off before rubbing her foot against your crotch. Still managed to get an erection even after the porno marathon you just entered. Had Jessica rub her toes over the head of your cock. Again, pretended to be bummed out when she told you to leave. Only for her to reconsider seconds later. And then took your underwear off at her request and sat back onto the bed. Jerked off while watching her finger herself. Then waited until she proposed a game that you happily accepted. Finally, you sat back as she started jerking you off. Doing everything in her power to get you to come within 2 minutes.
Wow. I'm actually surprised you've lasted this long. I thought for sure you'd ejaculate in like the first 30 seconds.
Soon you'll pay for underestimating me like that.
We'll see about that.
Determined to win, Jessica began stroking you with intensity you didn't know she was capable of. Ugh, where did that come from? It's amazing!
Are you still finding it easy to hold out? Or are you on the verge of shooting your load all over my pretty face?
Ugh, she was right. It wasn't easy. But you're intent on beating the clock. Too close to give up now.
Just come for me. You know it'll feel so good.
No, I mustn't. Football! Congress! Congress playing football! Shut up, I'm almost there. With your teeth clenched and fists tightened, you resist the near impossible urge. After what felt like forever, you're now only seconds from victory.
I can't believe it. He's almost done it.
Five. Come on, come on, come on! Four. Three. Almost there. Only a few more seconds. Congress, football, spider ladies. Everything. All of it. Movies. Two.
You've got to be shitting me.
One. And... time's up.
No.
Ha 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 ha. Well, you know what needs to be done. After all, a deal's a deal, right? Even though still clearly frustrated, a slight smirk edges from the corner of her mouth.
Congratulations. Turns out you're more of a man than I thought.
Thanks. Now, whenever you're ready. Getting on all fours, Jessica looks at your cock adoringly.
My God, it's big.
Yeah, and it's waiting for you. Almost cautiously, she inches her face closer in. I can't fucking believe this is about to happen. She opens her mouth ever so slightly. Closer. That's it, you're almost there. I can feel her breath on my cock, she's so close. Her wet tongue comes slithering out. Mere moments until she licks it. Until she tastes it. Almost. Oh shit, man. What the fuck?
Hey, are you in there?
Oh, fuck off! With your mind so heavily consumed with anticipation and lust, the words came out by themselves.
What the? Who's in?
Wait, don't come in!
What the hell is going on in here? It's not what it looks like. How could it possibly be anything other than what it looks like?
Yeah, I forgot that she'll come check on her. I'm so stupid.
We were just playing a game. And you're drunk? What's the meaning of this?
Ah, screw it. I can't even be bothered trying to make excuses. What a fucking shit show. What do you think? She was about to suck my dick before you interrupted us.
Excuse me?
You heard me, but since you ruined it, I'm just gonna go to bed.
You're disgusting.
Yep, I'm a real stupid piece of shit.
Disgusting! Absolutely disgusting! First thing tomorrow morning, I'll be calling a goddamn psychiatrist.
Yeah, you do that. You had no doubt she'd do it, but you also didn't give a damn.
And as for you, young lady...
I feel like I'm being screwed with. Every time I think I've figured it out, something or someone always has to ruin it. I'm just so over it. But at the same time, I'm also so close. There's no way I can give up. Don't worry, Grim. It's all only a matter of time before you finally blow a load in Jess's mouth. Only a matter of time. I should get a bat and fuck that car up. I know it won't do anything, but it'll still feel good. Damn. Almost there. I just gotta prevent Mother from barging in. I'll go to Mother's room and tell her when Jess comes home. Although I should go to the PC and prepare with some porn again. Good God! We gotta end it here! I know, but... you guys want me or not? Because I can't be up all night. Alright. So we'll do this, and then the rest of the time I'll do Mia, then I'm a fucking going to bed. So alright, let's get this started. God, I'm so fucking over this. Please, Lord, please let it finally work out this time. Once more, you start watching porn. Just like yesterday with your cock in hand, you started getting to work. Hours later, finally Jess is home, and just as I'm almost completely drained and just enough feeling left in my cock to enjoy this. Leaping up from your chair, you proceed along with your routine. Lastly, you change it to your underwear. And put the bottle of tequila on the desk for when you'll soon need it. Now that that's sorted, I should go let Mother know that Jess arrived home safely.
Come in.
Walking into your room, her room rather, you see your mother sitting up in her bed. Barely concealed in her sexy nightgown. Man, her clothes are sexy. And that pose. I have to stay focused and concentrate on Jess for now. Once that's done, this one here is next.
What's with the blank stare? Did you want something?
Oh, I just wanted to come and tell you that Jess came home.
Oh, good. I was actually going to check on her myself a little later, but thanks for doing it for me.
My pleasure.
Wow, I'm actually quite surprised by this.
What do you mean?
Well, considering how often the two of you bicker... I didn't think you'd be so concerned about Jessica, but it's really sweet to see that under your tough exterior, you're still a good person.
What can I say? I have a lot of layers to me. Tough exterior.
I'm starting to see that.
Anyway, I'll let you get back to sleep.
Okay, honey. Thanks again for letting me know.
You're more than welcome.
Was that all?
Yeah, so we're all good? You don't need anything else? Fuck, I must sound really weird right now, but I need to make sure she won't interrupt us.
No, I'm good.
Are you completely sure? Don't need a glass of water, maybe?
No.
Don't need to take a quick leak, perhaps?
No.
Hungry, maybe?
Nope.
How about a sleeping pill? Because I hear as you get older, that's true for
I'm
me.
I'm completely fine. I really don't need anything else, trust me.
I get the hint. I won't bother you anymore. Night, Mother.
Good night.
How about a...
Out.
Alright, I'm going. What the hell were you gonna give her? A Klondike bar? Oh, shit. I forgot that I needed... needed to time my entrance into Jess's room. I have no choice now but to wing it. Hopefully luck is on my side. Quickly, you sprint over to Jess's bedroom and barge through the door. Yes, I made it in time. Holy shit, you okay? I just heard a loud thump and raced right over here.
I fell.
Since this isn't the first time you're trying to get in Jess's pants, we can skip to the new part, right? After all, you got better things to do, right? I mean, yeah, makes sense. Well, I got bad news for you. Actually, yeah, sure, you're right. Hit it!
My God, it's big.
Yeah, and it's waiting for you. Almost cautiously, she inches her face closer in. This is actually gonna happen? Fucking unbelievable. I can feel her breath on my cock. She's so close. Closer. That's it. You're almost there. Man, they're really dragging this out. She opens her mouth ever so slightly. Just before her wet tongue comes slithering out. Mere moments until she licks it. Until she tastes it. Almost. Slap.
Slapped on my penis.
Don't be slapping my penis.
Ow, what the fuck?
I can't believe you were actually about to let me suck your dick. Ew.
But you said you'd do it.
I was messing with you, and I wanted to see if you'd call my bluff.
That's not fair, Jess. We had a deal.
I don't care. You're delusional if you think I was actually going to go through with it.
But you'd be more than happy to let me do your chores if I lost, right?
Well, yeah. I'm not stupid.
No, just a deceitful asshole.
Oh, stop your pouting, you little crybaby.
What a bitch. She totally played me, making me think I was gonna finally get lucky. Whatever. I'm never trusting anything you say again. Filled with a combination of anger and disappointment, you get off the bed.
Come on. Don't be like that.
Giving her the cold shoulder, you head for the door. And then...
Wait. Just hold on a second.
What? Feel like spewing more lies?
Just listen. Jeez. I can't believe you've actually made me feel guilty. What if we do something else?
Such as? Jessica looks down, looking lost in thought, obviously trying to think of something.
I'm willing just this one time to let you finger me.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Wait a minute. Are you just fucking with me again? Because I'm so not in the mood for it. Before you get a chance to react, Jessica spreads her legs.
Does this look like I'm fucking with you?
I don't. Again, before you get a chance to even react, she slips out of her dress.
Just shut up and get over here before I change my mind.
Jumping at the offer that was presented, you hop onto her bed as fast as you can. With the two fingers pointed out and ready, you move them down towards her pussy.
Whoa! What do you think you're doing?
No fucking way! Please don't tell me she's just messing with me again. Huh?
Your fingers? They're bone dry. Don't you know you gotta get them wet before you put them inside a girl?
I've actually...
Just give me your hand.
Aggressively, Jessica grabs your hand and sticks your fingers into her mouth. Ugh! As she twirls her tongue around your fingers, coating them in her warm saliva, you feel yourself go erect. Noticing this, she teasingly begins sliding your fingers in and out of her mouth, while her lips coyly suction around them.
There you go. Now you can't say I didn't suck you off.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, I think you would, but this is the closest you'll ever get. Let's get on with it, shall we?
With your dripping wet fingers, you once again move down towards Jessica's pussy. Gulp. After taking a brief pause, you slide them in. As your fingers enter your, well, stepsister, you feel her tighten. Is that how you like it?
Shh. Just keep going, but slowly.
Getting the surprising urge to please her, you do exactly what she asked. not really having much idea what you were doing, you decide on keeping it simple. With a steady pace, you slide your fingers inside and out. Her gentle moans doing more than enough to keep you hard. And for a while, it keeps you content. However, this was not the blowjob you were hoping for.
What was that?
Huh? What?
Did you just sigh?
No.
Yes, you did. I heard it.
I don't know what to tell you, Jess. I didn't.
Your fingers are literally inside me, and you just fucking sighed?
I know. You know what? You got me. I did fucking sigh. Though, can you really blame me?
Excuse me?
Oh, shit. She's gonna be pissed. She's got a hell of an attitude. No offense, but this really isn't a great compromise. I was supposed to get a blowjob, and instead I end up fingering you? Just what exactly am I getting out of this?
You ungrateful little fuck!
I got every right to be angry.
No, you fucking don't. This was a lot more than I should have even let you, and you want more.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I don't give a shit about playing nice anymore. This night already went to shit anyway.
So what? Fingering me just ain't doing it for you?
Yep. That's what I just said. Grabbing you by the head, Jessica angrily forces your head down into her crotch.
And how about this? Is this enough to get you going? Well, what are you waiting for? Start eating it, you dirty little pervert.
What a crazy bitch, but lucky for me, I get a taste of her pussy now. It might not be a blowjob, but it's a pretty close second. Unable to resist her pink wet lips anymore, you go for it.
Oh, shit.
The only thing you know about licking a pussy was from what you saw in porn, so you just mimic that, using only her moans to figure out if you're doing well or not.
Focus on the clit.
That's what I'm doing.
Just go a bit higher. Everything else is pretty good.
She seems to be enjoying herself, so you keep obeying her instructions for a while. But experience matters. How long am I supposed to be doing this? My tongue's starting to ache. Am I supposed to keep going until she comes? Will I even know when she comes?
There's no way I'm coming from this. He's not that bad, but he's still inexperienced. Not to mention he is trying, which is more than I can say for a lot of the guys I've been with. Fuck it. I'll let him think he won this one.
As you continue eating Jessica out, suddenly she throws her head back vigorously.
Oh, yes. That's the spot. I'm coming.
Whoa, I actually made her orgasm, and it's my first time doing this, too. Guess watching all that porn paid off, haha.
Who says I can't act? From the look on his face, he completely bought the performance.
Not bad, huh?
Pretty good. You're one of the best I've had. Maybe I shouldn't overact. He might get suspicious.
Really? That must be really saying something, considering how many guys... She shoots daggers at you, almost daring you to finish the sentence. Please talk about my body count more, Grim, why don't you? Never mind.
Well, I'm wiped, so I think that's it for tonight.
Sure, I'll let you get some rest.
Thanks.
Getting up from her bed, you make your way towards the exit, only to turn back to her before you leave. Hey, Jess?
Yeah?
Just so we're clear, as far as you're concerned, You view giving me a blowjob as crossing some kind of line, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
But somehow me going down on you isn't? I can't say I understand that logic.
What's not to understand? It was you who went down on me. The way I see it, that makes you the pervert, not me.
You're kidding. That's how you justify it?
Yep. And if it makes sense to me, that's all that matters.
Drunk logic.
Get out now.
With a quick smirk, she playfully sticks her tongue out at you. Yeah, sure thing. Night, Jess.
Later, sexy.
Phew, that was something. Though I have a feeling I won't be getting a blowjob from her under any of these possible circumstances. So I'll probably need to keep my eyes open for an opportunity elsewhere. I'll worry about that some other time. Too exhausted right now. Soon after, you're sound asleep. Hearing that fucking thing go off every morning is by far the worst part of this shit. Yeah! What? What are you doing?
Huh? Oh, nothing. Breakfast is almost ready.
Was she just staring at my dick? Yeah, I know, but why were you...
I'll see you downstairs.
Well, that was strange and different. Wait, it was different! This is the first time I've woken up with Jess standing over me like that. Not only that, but it's also the first time she wasn't in a bad mood and told me to clean my room. Is it possible that the day stopped repeating? Oh god, yesterday I... Fuck! Jumping out of bed, you raced it to your phone to pick it up. No, it is still repeating. The date hasn't changed. Then why was Jess behaving differently this time? Still in a state of confusion, you head downstairs for breakfast.
Morning, sweetie.
Morning.
You look a little on edge. You feeling okay?
Yeah, I just didn't get a lot of sleep, that's all.
Well, maybe you'll feel a little better when you get some breakfast into you. And luckily for you, today I just happened to make your favorite.
Thanks.
Well, I'm off to...
Out of nowhere, you were suddenly struck with an intense bout of dizziness. Whoa! Feeling your legs get weaker, you look down to try and ground yourself. Did you just see that? See what?
What's going on with you?
I think he just... Ugh. Quick, I need you to recut. Did you just say something?
I said, are you all right? You look like you were about to collapse.
I think I'm okay. I just need to... As you begin stepping forward, your eyes glazed over as you abruptly fall to your knees. And passed out before even hitting the floor. A short time later...
Oh, thank God, you're awake.
What happened? Why am I on the floor?
You blacked out. For a minute, we actually thought you were dead. Jessica? What? Don't act like you didn't think the same thing.
That's so strange. Nothing like that has ever happened to me before. I might have taken for granted just how much stress this situation has really put on me lately.
Well, all I know is you're not going to school today. I want you to take the day off and get some rest. And since I still have to go to work, Jess will spend the day taking care of you. What? No way! I had plans for today. Not anymore. I want you to keep an eye on him all day. Make sure whatever this was doesn't happen again.
You sit up. It's fine, Mother. It's really not Ness.
Quiet. I've made my decision. Fine. Good. Now, I've gotta go. I'll see you two later.
As your mother walks out of the house, you look over to see Jessica staring at you.
Do you see what your clumsiness did?
Sorry, I didn't. Wait, why am I apologizing? Something seriously bad could have happened to me, and this is how you act? Bowing her head for the briefest moment, you see a look of guilt on Jessica's face.
Let's get you onto the couch. Come on.
Thank you. Showing an unusual side of compassion, Jessica guides you safely onto the couch.
Better?
Yeah, most of the dizziness has passed.
Good. Now just relax here and watch TV for a while. Call me if you need anything. Got it?
Hey, Jess.
Yeah?
Would you mind keeping me company? You know, just in case something happens again. For some weird unknown reason, you notice her cheeks turn red as she averts her eyes. I mean, unless you have something important to do?
No, not really.
Great. Tentatively, Jessica walks back over towards the sofa and sits down next to you. And although you've got no idea why, you can sense an awkward tension. I know this sounds strange coming from me, but everything okay with you?
Why? Does it look like something's wrong?
I don't know. Sort of. You're acting a bit weird.
You're just imagining things. I'm the same as always.
She gives you a transparently fake smile that just further suggests things aren't really fine. If you say so.
I do. How about we watch some TV, huh? Your pick.
Wow, lucky me. I got no idea what to pick, though. For the next hour or so, the two of you sat in complete silence, watching a movie that you quickly realized Jessica was not enjoying. Geez, you really do hate this movie, huh?
I don't really think I'm the target demographic for a movie like this. I mean, it's about a guy who murders a million people to avenge his parrot. Really?
Are you saying you think he overreacted?
Maybe just a little. Besides, this guy's a pretty terrible actor, too. His line delivery is cringy as fuck.
Wow, talking about Keanu Reeves here, huh? Who cares? No one's watching the movie for his acting. I don't know about that. His acting was pretty damn good in Cyberpunk. I'm not even gonna lie. That shit made me want to hate... Like, I didn't realize the twist in Cyberpunk, and now that I realize what Johnny Silverhand is, I was like, well, Keanu Reeves is really making him hate him, but that's part of that character. That's why he's such a fucking good actor, because he can play a role that can make you hate the character, and then it make you grow to love the character. So, it's very interesting. As long as he can kick ass and look cool doing it, I'm happy. And he does a lot of that.
Suit yourself.
Maybe now's a good time to find more about her interest in acting. Call me crazy, but I think you might make a good actress. Anyway, guys, since we're in this whole Jessica arc here, and it's getting kind of late, and I do want to do some Mia before it gets too damn late, I'm going to go ahead and end it here. So, we will be back to Lust Theory and this interesting Jessica arc next week. Next Monday as normal, right? Won't have to worry about the holiday shit, because that's what's got me all fucked up. You know, I had to work today. Don't usually have to work today, but they wanted to put me on, so it is what it is. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Lust Theory, and definitely we will have more Lust Theory. Stay tuned.